in the darkness of my night, in the brightness of my day. If you're traveling to the North Country Fair, when the winds hit heavy in the borderline, remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. She once was a true love of mine. She once was a true love.
Bonnie lass, so deep in love. Bells and hurry down to see who's come home safe and sound. She'll look for me and then walk home alone. But out here on the windward isles, the voyage home's the hardest miles. The ragged storms can cut you to the bone. But I'll blow out this sear candle, say another prayer. The gentle waters bring me home. Cause like a ship, I'll send my love out to you, setting sail across the world. Strong enough to cross the open ocean and keep us safe to my return. Holds are filled with cane and spice, and riches enough to last a life. And God be praised that I will sail no more. Cause she'll be my gentle lady, and I'll be her gentleman. The gentle waters bring me home. It's like a ship, I'll send my love out to you, setting sail across the world. Strong enough to cross the open ocean and keep us safe for my return. Cross the open ocean and keep her safe till my return.
And that was Gentle Waters Bring Me Home by David Llewellyn. Before that, we heard Royce Marion with My Love Is Like a Red, Red Rose from his CD Celtic AE. And at the top of that set, we had the Haddington Pipe Band with the Haddington Turnpike, and that was from the CD entitled Haddington Turnpike on Green Tracks Records. It's about 6:13 at WRFG, and you're listening to The Celtic Show. My name is John Kiger, and I'll be your host for another 45 minutes. And we appreciate the phone calls. We've had two or three people calling in just telling us they enjoy the music and wanting some more information about the songs that we're playing. And then, of course, early in the show, we had Daniel who came in and added to our WRFG pledge drive. So we certainly appreciate Daniel's support of the radio station and WRFG. And Daniel will put that right in with all the rest of the support we got over the 3 weeks of the summer pledge drive. Coming up, we've got a few reels to listen to.
Presents History of the Blues, Saturday, July 27th at Darwin's Burgers and Blues, featuring live music from multiple British and U.S. Music Award winner and nominee, Ian Siegel. Also featured will be Little G Weevil and his band. Darwin's Burgers and Blues is located at 1598 Roswell Road in Marietta, Georgia, 30062. And as always, the hat will be passed around for your station for progressive information, WRFG 89.3 FM. For more info, darwinsburgers.com or 770-509-2664.
Thank you.
boy, it just doesn't get better than Lunasa, and that was a CD that they recorded with the RTE Concert Orchestra, so quite something. The tune was called The Breton Set, and with another nod to Cape Breton, before that we had Dennis Carey and Dennis Ryan with Cape Breton Sunrise, and that was from their CD Newport Town. And Dennis Carey, of course, is 1/4 of the Brock McGuire Band, so they are making quite a few stops on the Irish festival circuit this summer, so if you have a chance, most of those are in the Northeast and the Midwest, in places like Dayton had theirs this weekend. Dublin, Ohio, outside of Columbus, is having theirs next weekend. And then later in August is the Milwaukee Irish Fest, which are some of the larger ones that attract just dozens of Irish music acts. And honestly, if you love this type of music and you have an opportunity to travel to one of the Irish festivals, either in the Northeast or in the Midwest, you'll really enjoy the variety of music and the fact that they're all there in one place over the weekend, so you can make it a weekend. And with some of the airfares out of Atlanta, it's really not too expensive to fly to some of these cities, and they're large enough that the hotel rates are still pretty reasonable for summer weekends. So I would urge you to take a look at any of the Irish festivals that might fit into your travel schedule, because you will certainly enjoy the music as well as all the cultural and sporting activities that are offered there. At the top of that set, we had some reels by Patrick Street, and they were Martin Wins, Jackie Coleman, and Malin's Fanny, and that was from the CD On the Fly. You're listening to The Celtic Show on WRFG. I'm John Kiger. It's about 6:30, and we've got about 30 minutes left to go in the show. So let's hear a copy of the classic, The Rising of the Moon.
Matty walked out on a frozen night. He was heading for the pub and he had no delight. He sat down on the railroad track and his old Cardini sat alone in the back. He met with a dark, a staggering man as he passed him by. He shouted back at him, Matty, can't you see what's become of me? I cannot feel the fight. The very last house that I have left, half impressed with my rhymes and now all dead to me. All I got left is the beat of the stagger heading down the coral line. But Matty passed on as quick as he could. He couldn't stand such a drunken man sober. All he wanted was the lights and the bar, the Nightingale and the Wild Rover. But when he came in to say, now you're back to deal, you drive you out, just bouncing and you're smitten. We don't want to hear about bunker hidden. Later you can give us the girls of Kincaid. The Farage eyed him wearily as he handed him his first jar of porter. Says you must have seen the bishop's ghost tonight to put the dry look back in your eye. For Matty he'd not be taken in by the jibing and the regaling. He found himself a freshly blowing crew. He fell in with their sport and their pillin'. But as he was going home in the very same spot where he met his dark familiar, he seen him coming back down the line and he was bright, strange and fine. As he passed him by, Matty threw out his arms, trying to grapple of his lightness. In the morning, all they found was a frozen corpse at the foot of the coral line. And at the wake, they were lashing down the drops of brandy, the old-fashioned tappet in the church. They were lashing down pounds and fivers, so Matty would be fine in the old by and by. Night.
heading for the pub, and he had no delight. He sat down on the railroad track, and his old cow Dina sat alone in the back. He met with a dark and a staggering man as he passed him by, shouted back at him, "Matty, can't you see what's become of me? I cannot feel the fine."
What the Folk is heard the second and fourth Tuesday of each month, 8 to 10 p.m., and features topical, political, and poetic music to entertain and provoke. Upcoming shows include July 23rd, Music with Wind as the Metaphor, Villa providing quotes and citations. On August 13th, Music and Ideas about Kindness, Mercy, and Compassion. Our special guest is Tara Doyle from the Department of Religion at Emory University and frequent visitor with Dalai Lama at Dharamsala. That's What the Folk, each second and fourth Tuesday at 8 p.m. I'm Mark, and I look forward to your company.
As we wander through the universe on this dark winter's night, the children, they're all dancing, and the stars are shining bright. One more word must now be spoken out, sung to an old tune. Let's be friends this new year coming, at the rising of the moon. As we gaze into the stars that shine with wonder in our eyes, will we just destroy the planet, or is peace to be the prize? 'Cause the wail of fighting nations dims the beauty of the tune. Let's all dance the dance of freedom at the rising of the moon. At the rising of the moon. At the rising of the moon. Let's be friends this new year coming at the rising of the moon. May the wisdom of the ancients, with their messages and signs, come shine on our tomorrows with the magic of the time. Like the star that shone on the wise men, or like the dawn that's coming soon, the truth will guide us onwards at the rising of the moon. We can live within God's garden if we tend it with our care. We can understand the meaning, the motives of the fair. Though we stumble through the darkness, trying far too much too soon, let's all stand up and be counted at the rising of the moon. At the rising of the moon. At the rising of the moon. The truth will guide us onwards at the rising of the moon. At the rising of the moon. At the rising of the moon. Stand up and be counted at the rising of the moon.
Mm-hmm. set of tunes. Come on, stand up again. This is the last number we're going to do today. This is a few reels for you called The Moving Cloud. We'll be right back.
was in the County Kerry, just a little ways from Clare, where the boys and girls are merry at the pattern dance so fair. The town is called Killarkin, a pretty place to view, but the thing that makes it interesting's my Bridget Donoghue. Oh, Bridget Donoghue, I really do love you. Although I'm in America, to you I will be true. And Bridget Donoghue, I'll tell you what we'll do. Just take the name of Patterson, and I'll take Donoghue. Her father is a farmer, a decent man is he, and he's loved and well respected from Killarkin to Tralee. And Bridget on a Sunday, when coming home from Mass, she's admired by all the people, sure they wait to see her pass. Oh, Bridget Donoghue, I really do love you, although I'm in America, to you I will be true. And Bridget Donoghue, I'll tell you what we do. Just take the name of Patterson, and I'll take Donoghue. My love a picture I did upon my word, not a picture of myself, but was a picture of a bird. It was the Yankee eagle, says I, Miss Donoghue. This eagle's wings are large enough to shelter me and you. Oh, Bridget Donoghue, I really do love you. Although I'm in America, to you I will be true. And Bridget Donoghue, I'll tell you what we'll do. Just take the name of Patterson,
and I'll take
Donoghue. Oh, Bridget Donoghue, I really do love you. Although I'm in America, to you I will be true. And Bridget Donoghue, I'll tell you what we'll do. Just take the name of Patterson, and I'll take Donoghue.
With all my troubles, I'll lay it on Maeve's cairn, high upon that mount. Stone upon heart stone, I'll lay it down. I have a man at home who wants more than I can give, and a child. My heart is pulled tight, Maeve, in this home that I have made at the foot of Knocknarea. I hear a music play as great as any love I carry for my husband and my daughter. It calls me from their reach, I look back. They stay a while alone and leave me be. No, says the voice that answers in my my mother's music made. I sing with it always as I climb up Knocknarea. Her voice depends on top with all my troubles. I lay it on Meek's car, high upon that mount. Stone upon hard stone, I lay it down. At the foot of Knocknarea, I pick up a stone.
On we go, heel for heel and toe for toe, arm in arm and on we go, all for Mary's wedding.
Plenty herring, plenty meal, plenty peat to fill her creel, plenty bonny bairns as weel, that's the toast for Mary.
Sepigilly, on we go, heel for heel and toe for toe, arm in arm and on we go, all for Mary's wedding.
Cheeks as bright as Rowan's are, brighter far than any star. Fairest of them all by far is my darling Mary.
Sepigilly, on we go, heel for heel and toe for toe. Arm in arm and on we go, all for Mary's wedding. Over hillways up and down, that till green and bracken and brown, as the sheet and through the town, all for sake of Mary.
Yes, this is your Irish news correspondent, David Kiger. And so those are the Galway races that will be held at Ballybit Racecourse. And the Irish Mirror writes that punters are set to gamble an incredible €40 million during the Galway races, bookie Paddy Power predicted. And Pat Smolin is the favorite to win title of jockey of the festival. And that event starts tomorrow and lasts for 7 days.
Thank you for that update. And if you have a chance, you might want to follow that online at some of the Irish newspapers that are available online. And, of course, we can't honor the Galway races without playing Luke Kelly and the Galway races.
Jiggery idle day, And as I rode out through Galway town to seek for recreation on the 17th of August.